The ceremony began as veterans from World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, both Desert Storm Wars, and the Global War on Terror stood up one by one and were recognized for their service by the community. Army veteran Tom Rice, who was also the vice president of public relations for the Veterans Tribute Tower, served as this year's master of ceremonies. Rice opened by saying there are changes in the works for next year's ceremony, and noted that this would be the last year that handbells are used during the roll call of the deceased. The Veterans Tribute Tower of Northwest Florida Committee will soon have a 250-pound bronze bell cast at Uptown Station in Fort Walton Beach.
Come next Veterans Day, we may not have the tower built, but we're darn sure going to have a bell to ring. We're going to cast that. We're going to pour the bell on 10 September. On 9/11, 11th of September at 9:47 in the morning, when the towers were hit so long ago, we're going to break that bell out of the cast, and by noon that day on 9/11, we're going to dedicate the bell that will someday hang in this park, in this part of the cemetery.
Rice said that almost 1,700 flags were placed on gravesites this year, and that the true meaning of the holiday is to remember those that have sacrificed for it.
We were all due to pay our civic rent. Some pay a little, some pay a lot, and some have paid with all they had.
Rice then took to the podium to introduce retired Air Force Colonel Frank Roberts, who presented reflections of the grand old flag, followed by the ceremony's invocation, led by U.S. Army Captain Chaplain Charles Shields of the 7th Special Forces Group. Captain Shields said that Memorial Day is about honoring those that have paid the ultimate price for freedom.
Today we remember those that lay in cemeteries like this one and all across the land and all across foreign lands fighting for this great nation.
Over 200 names of veterans were called out as family, friends, and community members honored them by placing flowers at the flagpole near the main entrance. The ceremony also included a 21-gun salute by the 96th Air Base Wing, the playing of taps, and a flyby from the World War II T-6 Texan. The guest speaker for the program was Major General Scott Jansen. He is the Air Force Program Executive Officer for Weapons and Director of the Armament Directorate at Eglin Air Force Base. Major General Jansen said it's especially important to honor the families of the fallen, and that together as a nation, we grieve their loss, honor their memories, and celebrate their lives.
From Valley Forge to Vietnam, from Berlin to Baghdad, from Kuwait to Kandahar, Americans have answered their nation's call and have borne the cost of Americans' war. All have sacrificed, but those we honor today have sacrificed their very lives in the cause of liberty. Across this great country and throughout the world, Americans will pause today to remember our fallen.
In closing, Major General Jansen said that today of all days, we should remember those that have sacrificed their lives while serving their country on our behalf, and those that are still fighting for our freedom.
We hold close the memories of loved ones that are no longer with us. While mostly absent from our daily news, we must not forget that American men and women remain in harm's way, often in remote outposts, far from home, and far from the safety and security that we enjoy today.
Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.